You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning. Happy Saturday morning to everyone in Radio Land. Listen, thank you for tuning in this morning. Turn your radio dial to 89.9 FM. Call your neighbor. Call somebody in the Bahamas. Call somebody in Canada. Call somebody anywhere and say, listen, you guys can't do 89.9 FM on your radio dial, but you can go on the computer and turn on WCNO. Tell them turn on WCNO.com. Pull up the official site. Click right into live broadcast. You're riding with us anywhere right now. If you happen to miss the broadcast this morning, tell them we are on demand. So anytime, then go same thing. WCNO, the official site. Click on demand. Listen to any teaching you want. Okay, thank you. Good morning again. My name is Landon. I'm coming to you live in the studio this morning for Lifeline Radio Ministry. Listen to me. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. You need to write them down. Because we're going to talk this morning, and we're going to bring this title of Do You Know God? And the second question, a little bit more important than the first, would you think that's crazy? How can anything be more important than that? Is Do You Know Jesus? And you'll see why here in a minute. Do you know God? And do you know Jesus? You may want to write these numbers down, because I have a feeling that the Holy Spirit's going to provoke calling, and he's going to prick hearts, and people are going to be broken and calling and go, man, I thought I did, but I want to be sure. 221-1100. You need to write that down right now. 221-1100 and 888-221-8990. Like the station, 8990. 888-221-8990. I'll give you email and I'll give you support so you can support this ministry and partner with us at the end, okay? So be ready for that. Do you know God? Do you? Yeah, you. Yeah, don't look around. You. Do you know God? And more importantly, do you know Jesus? And I say that this way, and let me prove it to you. If you don't know Jesus, you can't know God. I'm going to say it again. If you don't know Jesus personally, if you're not aware of him, if you don't perceive him, if you don't understand him, and this will sound funny, this is not slang, and feel him, you don't know God. It is scripturally impossible. Scripturally impossible. Take it to prayer real quick. We need to know God. God, Father God, through that bloodline of Jesus, through the name of Jesus, you said, come unto me. You said, no man comes to the Father except through the Son. So we're coming through Jesus right now. The one who poured his blood out that we can take on that new lifeline. That we can take on that new blood in Christ. That we can let the lifeline of Christ come into us. Penetrate our every fiber and every being. And then we can say, okay, now that we have you, let us have your spirit this morning. Once we accept Jesus, then we say, okay, Lord, give me all that comes with that. Let me have your spirit. Fill me with your spirit this morning, Lord. And this is for, I'm not speaking me, guys, when I'm praying, this is you. I'm speaking on, you're saying the same thing. You need to be praying the same thing with me. Lord, penetrate our hearts. Open me up this morning, wide open, Lord. Everything I've done, please forgive me. Everything I've said, please forgive me. Every thought I had that wasn't right, please forgive me. Anywhere my mouth has spoke or feet have trod, please forgive me. Please, Lord, I want to be new this morning. I want to come use 1 John 1:9 and confess my sins, because you're faithful and just, it says, to forgive me all my sins and cleanse me from all my unrighteousness. Please do that now so I can hear your word. I can't have sin consciousness, Father. If we have sin consciousness, it'll overpower the ability to hear your voice. So right now, Lord, everybody's praying with me. We're all in one accord asking, forgive us, Lord, for our flesh. Forgive us for our passions, our desires, our lust, our imperfectness, our impurities. 1 John 1:9, us, Lord. We confess our sins. And it says you're faithful and just to forgive all and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask that by Jesus' blood right now on us, Lord, that we can hear these words and receive this message today. Today, in Jesus' name. Do you know God? Do you know Jesus? John 14:7, Jesus said, now, so if anything pricks or provokes you, remember, I'm only speaking what he said. I'm repeating what he said. Jesus said, if you had known me, Jesus, you should have known my Father also. In other words, you can't know me without knowing God. He said in Matthew 11:27, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. All things. Yeah, but you don't know what my need is. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father except, ready, listen to this now, no man knows Father God. It says so. So if someone comes up to you and talks about, man, I'm my God, all God, Yahweh, God, God, Jehovah, God, and they never Jesus, they do not know him. Jesus said, neither knoweth any man the Father except me, Jesus, the Son, and to whomsoever I will reveal him. Let me read this verse again. All things are delivered unto me of Father God, and no man knows the Son but the Father. Father God's the only man that really knows me, he says. Neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son. I'm the one that really knows him. And there's one other category here that knows Father God. And to whomsoever I, Jesus, will manifest God to. So to know God, you must come through Jesus. Then in John 14:6, John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I alone am the life. And then he says on the B part or second part of that verse, he says, no man, here we go again. Notice he doesn't leave any room for any error or any possible thought of, could there be another way? Could it be possible that somebody else could take me to God? Somebody else, some other God can bring me into the presence of the true God. Some other God can save me or take care of me or heal me. Jesus leaves no room for error here. He says, I alone, I, Jesus Christ, am the way. I, Jesus Christ, am the truth. I, Jesus Christ, am the life. And no man cometh unto God the Father but by me. That's his words. So, okay, so if we sum all that up, bottom line is, all I have to focus on is knowing Jesus. No man knows the Father except the Son, and to whomsoever the Son will reveal him to. And then he said in the beginning of Matthew 11:27, all things. So there's nothing you can't acquire or inquire of or receive from Jesus. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. So if I know Jesus personally, then since he has all things delivered unto him of Father God, then I can receive all things from God through him. And if I try to do it any other way, it won't work, because I'm reading right out of God's lips, right out of the Word of God, right out of Jesus, who is the Word of God. And he's telling us, this is the way. He just said, I am the way. That's so clear. You can't think, okay, but what if I do this? How can you do that? How can you even possibly out of that statement go to, well, yeah, but there is no yeah, but. Yeah, but what if? There is no what if. Really, there's none. There is no other option. He makes this scripture so clear. There's no excuse. I am the way, the truth. Yeah, but I believe so. Well, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I am the truth. He didn't give you a second truth, an optional truth, a B truth. Well, try this. This might work. There is none of that here. There's no room for error here. Jesus said, if you'd known me, Jesus, you should have known my Father also. To know, listen, I looked this word up. The word know means to be aware of, to feel, to perceive, or to understand. So Jesus said, if you had been aware of me, if you had felt me, if you perceived me in my presence, and if you understood me, you'd know God. You'd know God so well, it's not even funny. He said, now he says over here, all things are delivered unto me of the Father. If you're looking for the Father, come here. You've got to come to me. No man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man, that means us, any man. No man knows the Father except the Son. And that's why he put that clause in there. And to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. So if you don't get to know Jesus, the Son, personally, there's no other branch of government in the kingdom of heaven you can know. There's no way to the throne room. None of your prayers are answered going straight to God. It doesn't work because Jesus said himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You want your prayer to get to the throne room? I'm the way. No man can come to the Father but by me. He said it. Look it up in John 14:6. No man, I don't care who you are, what your title is, or how educated you are, you cannot get to Father God but through Jesus Christ. And then when you come down into Matthew there, that knoweth is a little different word than the know. Jesus said, if you know me, you'd have known the Father. Had you been aware of me, Jesus, did you feel me? Are we hanging enough that we feel each other? Do you perceive my presence when I'm with you? Do you perceive my voice when I speak to you? Do you understand when I tell you something? If you answered yes to those, you're on a good path. If you answered no to those, that's okay. Thank God you tuned in. Praise God you turned on the radio. Praise God you turned on the computer this morning. Right now you should thank him. Say, Father, I didn't see this. Oh, praise God. Praise God. So if I come to Jesus this morning right now, I can be aware of you. I can start feeling you. I can perceive when you speak to me and teach me or when your presence is near me. And I can understand the scriptures for once. Oh, my gosh, this is great. I'm going to call now, 221-1100. I'm not playing around with this. I need this, 221-1100, 888-221-8990. Then in Matthew 11:27, he says, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. If you need deliverance, it sounds like you need to call Jesus. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. This word knoweth here means no man knoweth Jesus but the Father. This word means no man knoweth. And when I looked up knoweth, it was means to become fully acquainted with. We need to become fully, fully acquainted with. Say that right now. Say, I need to become fully acquainted with Jesus. Say it again. I need to become fully acquainted with Jesus. If it didn't sink in, I would say that for the next 10 times, 20 times, 100 times, or 1 million times if you have to keep repeating that until all of a sudden your mind believes it and you go, oh my gosh, I do need to become fully acquainted with Jesus. What am I doing? So the bottom line is, all I have to focus on is him. If I feel, perceive, understand him, then I'll know Father God also. That's what he just told me. Wow. I never realized he was it. He is it. He's really the only way. No wonder everybody makes a big deal out of it, Landon. He's the one. He's the real Messiah. And if I come to him, he's going to give me all things, and he's going to seal me, and he's going to get me in a union back with God. Wow. So if I feel Jesus, if I perceive Jesus, understand Jesus, then I'll know Father God. All things are delivered to me by God is what he said. All things are delivered to Jesus by God. In other words, if you said, this is just hypothetical, okay? This is just an example. Don't get too carried away with it. Just follow it for the teaching. If you said, hey, God, I need you. I want to get to know you. He'd say, very well. I need you, and I want to get to know you too. Now, go talk to my son. He's the way. Oh, I love you. I want to get to know you too. Go talk to my son, Jesus. He's the way to get to know me, God. What has happened is we have been trained to have a basic understanding of all things. That's how this society operates. In this natural world, you have to know a little bit of everything. Otherwise, society judges you, and they'll make slick comments back to you because you don't know something in the area. They'll look at you like you're dumb. They'll whisper to somebody, this guy's an idiot, you know, and you'll feel that and you'll see that. And in order to avoid being looked at as stupid or unlearned, society, the natural world, the one that's run by the prince of the air, which is the devil. I don't have time to get off in those teachings, but I wish I could. And if you need to know this stuff, call me. I can, boy, just get in touch with us, okay? I'm going to give you the email at the end. Get in touch with us. I'd love to expound the scriptures deeper for you so that you have no doubt, this word is the word of God. Okay? So society in the natural world has trained us, and you got to realize the natural world is run by the prince of the air. So when the devil's running the natural, God's running the spiritual. The devil's running the natural, God is running the kingdom of heaven and all the spiritual operations. So we don't even know of that. Let me tell you, we haven't seen it. We have no idea what it is. We think we do. We don't even know. So we're only stuck in the natural world for the most part, most of us. Okay? Some of you have, and some of you do, and some of you are living in the kingdom of heaven now. It's right at hand for you, and you're delivering it to others, but most aren't. So I want to speak to the broad as the way that leads to destruction part of this. Okay? Now, in this natural world, because Satan always, if you watch natural versus spirit, they oppose each other totally. They're always 100% opposite. Satan is in the natural world, so what he does is if God says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest, Satan says, okay, that's spiritual world. God says, come unto me, come to Jesus, get to know him, get to love my son, get personal with him, and you'll know me, and you'll be right in my presence. As long as you're with him, you'll be in my arms. I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Get in my word and learn of me, because my yoke, Jesus said, is easy and my burden is light. So now the devil says in the natural world, he says, oh man, you need a second job. Man, them bills are, man, you want that? Hey, you want that new iPhone 6 thing, man? You want, man, hey, that stuff's expensive. Oh, you want one of those cars? Get another job. It's no big deal. Get another job. And listen, you want to be a better person? Volunteer at so-and-so and go down to the church and clean on Wednesday nights and serve food on Tuesday nights, and he'll get you so busy. And these are good things. You're doing good works. You're doing good deeds. Unfortunately, you can't get to the kingdom of heaven by works. It's not a works thing. He'll get you caught up in a works mentality so that you're so busy and so busy and so busy and so busy you can't read your scripture. There is no time for God. I don't have time to pray, Landon. You don't understand. I get up at 6 in the morning. I go to work. I have 2 jobs. Time to get home is 9 o'clock. There's no time to read my Bible. Satan has got you so busy in the natural, you can't come unto him, all ye who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He makes you think you have no time for that. That's his job. Because if you get over into here, if you get over into the spirit, if you get over into this word, forget about it. Listen, to have a basic understanding of Jesus is not enough. Let me just get through this. Let me get through this teaching. This is crucial. To have a basic understanding of Jesus is not enough. The only thing you'll gain by having a general understanding of Jesus is exactly what you already know right now today listening to me. Whatever knowledge you have at this point is the best you can do and the best you'll be. How do you get a prayer answered that way? No wonder faith isn't working for me, you're thinking. He's right. Of course I am. I'm reading it right from Jesus' lips, not knowing me. I'm giving it to you from the master's mouth. It'll do you no good. When I need my prayers answered, I need more than what I already know. I need personal revelation. I need spiritual relationship with Jesus. I need intimacy. I need to feel him. I need to be aware of him. I need to perceive him and understand what he tells me. That means I better draw nigh unto him and get close to him so that'll work for me. When I need my prayer answered, I need more than what I already know. When I need to know what direction to take in life, I need more than what I already know. When I need to get the devil completely out of my life, I need more than what I already know. I need to know, feel, perceive, understand, and become fully acquainted with Jesus. He in himself has all the answers. Say that. Say, Jesus in himself has all the answers. Repeat that so you can believe it. Jesus in himself has all the answers. How do I know that? Look at John chapter 3 real quick with you. Verses 1-7. I've got to fly because time's pushing me. So Hey, Lord, slow the clock down. Slow the clock down, please, Father. Listen, listen. Check this out really quick. John chapter 3, 1 through 7. I'm going to paint a quick picture here. Then I want you to follow along and see yourself in this. Many of us go to church. Many of us believe in God. Many of us tithe. Okay? Many of us are religious. Oh, I'm religious. Oh, I go to church. I believe in God. I even tithe. Okay, that's fine. Have you been born again? That's the key. That's the crux of this thing this morning. That's the do you know God? And more importantly, do you know Jesus? Well, if you know Jesus, then you know that in verse chapter 3 of John, Jesus said, hey, you must be born again. Jesus, the master, looked at us and said, you absolutely 120,000% must be born a second time by the Spirit, a whole new conception, a whole new birth, and a whole new learning curve, and a whole new process of walking to your crawl, crawling to your walk, drinking milk till you can handle meat in the Spirit. Just like your natural birth, you have to have a brand new one in the Spirit, and you have to come out of the womb, and you have to let God pamper you and start training you and cleaning you up a little bit. Then after that, you got to learn to crawl in the Word. You got to get a few scriptures, start crawling. Then you got to get a few more and start walking. Oh, you're starting to walk in the Word now. Oh, somebody come up and say something to you. Say, I'm not with that man, because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. Jesus said, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, and that's where I'm headed now. You're walking now. Now you're getting strong and you're running. You're going up to people with the end of Mark, and you're saying, hey, man, the Bible says it, Mark 16, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. Oh, yeah, now you're running now. See, now you've become mature in the Word. But you can't get there. And if you start there, not one devil's going to leave. You were never trained. You don't have understanding. So here's what we got to do. Now, I want you to look here real quick. John 3. There's a man named Nicodemus. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher that come from God. No man could do these miracles you do except God be with him. Jesus said, Nicodemus, let me tell you something. I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Jesus comes down and says, hey, Nicodemus, let me tell you something. In verse 5, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and be born of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Many of us think we're living in the kingdom of God. We've never been born the second time of the Spirit. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said, Nicodemus, you're a super smart man. In verse 7, he says, you're a genius, man, but you're marveled right now. Marvel not that I said unto you. Don't marvel at it. Just take my word for it. I am the Word. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. And I'm saying to you, you must be born again. Nicodemus was a Pharisee. A Pharisee loved God. Pharisees are someone who worship God. They serve God. They believe in God. Let me say it that way. A Pharisee believes in God. A Pharisee goes to church. So these were Jews who had a religious order about them. They studied their scripture. They read their word. They went to church. They tithed regularly. Let me tell you something else. In order to be a Pharisee, you realize you had to memorize the first 5 books of the Bible? Let me say it again. And I know you're thinking, oh, that's no big deal, Landon. I did that back in so-and-so's Sunday school class when I was, 8. You had to memorize Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and Numbers. Memorize them, the whole entire book. Think about that for a minute. So in one sense, they were beyond where most of us are. And Jesus looked at this man who went to church, read his Bible, knew his scripture, memorized the first 5 books, gave his tithe and offering to the church. Well, that's a dynamite Christian in the world standards. Jesus looked at that man with those qualities. Because you got to weigh yourself. Oh, I go to church on Sunday. It's not enough. Not enough if you want to make it to heaven. Not enough if you want to experience God's goodness. Not enough if you want to enter into the kingdom. He looked at Nicodemus, who memorized the first 5 books, tithed, went to church, was very religious, and said, hey, man, Nicodemus, let me tell you something. And check this out. A little hidden nugget in verse 2. He says, he came to Jesus by night and he said to him, hey, Rabbi, we know you're a teacher that come from God. No man does these miracles except God be with him. He said, I believe you. Hey, Jesus, I believe you. And Jesus, and all those qualities right there, Jesus said, hey, man, let me tell you something. Except you be born again of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, except you be born again of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Then in 70 said, you must be born again. What's that mean? Let me just give you a quick scenario of this. You got to get a second birth in the spirit. When you accepted Jesus, you now have the ability. Jesus came in, you have the seed. You have the God life in you, but you haven't invited all that comes with it. You haven't invited the kingdom. You haven't invited. And the reason God did it this way, he puts the seed, just like natural birth. Seed comes, baby comes, baby walks, baby gets nursed, blah, 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 blah. Then baby gets a little further and baby asks for more. I need more, I need more, I need more. Baby's growing, he has more needs. Same with you. You got Jesus, your birth. Now you got to start eating and drinking spiritual food. So you get in your Bible and you start to drink and eat the meat of this word. You start to drink and eat the meat of this word so you get a little stronger. Now, as you get stronger, one day you stumble across this verse and you go, well, Lord, see, now you're starting to develop. As you develop, you want more. Just like natural, same thing, spiritual. Now you go, Lord, I realize I need to be born again in your spirit. I need to speak the oracles of the kingdom and I need to know the language. The language is the Bible. Let me tell you that. If you want to be born in the spirit, get to know the language of the kingdom so the spirit can operate. Because the spirit will only operate and speak the word. The spirit will, let me say this again. Now, there's a lot of meat in this little time. The spirit only speaks the word, so you must know the dialect in order to operate and speak kingdom oracles or kingdom precepts or kingdom concepts. Let me give you one thing real quick, then I got to sign off. This is what I'm saying to you. You ever lose your cool, become totally unglued, and then you come back to yourself? I mean, you lose your cool. You're kicking the dog. You're beating up the washer. You're talking crazy. Then you calm down and come back to yourself and go, man, what was that? What in the world was that? That was a spirit of anger. A spirit of anger came upon you, took over you, took your thoughts, took your actions, and you acted like something you're not. You acted totally like that spirit that overtook you. That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, you must have a new birth in my spirit, in his spirit. He wants to impart himself inside of you, not like the one of anger that overtook you. He wants to come in you and take full control. He wants to take over your thought life and your actions. You'll now be influenced by the Spirit of God. You'll possess the ability to operate fully in the kingdom and in the power of God and by the word of God. And the only way you'll act godlike or be godly is to be born again by the Spirit of God. God's a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You can't do that unless you ask God to make you born again. Birth me brand new, Lord, by your spirit today. Remember, Jesus said in verse 7, John 3:7, you must be born again. Jesus said it. It is not optional. You have to be born of the Spirit. Listen, it's not too late. Call and get it. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. Email me this week. If you're lost right now, if you're sitting there going, man, is that real? Could that be true? Don't let this fall away. Radio1603@gmail.com. Email me. Radio1603@gmail.com. Email me. Myself or my dad, Dr. Bob, will be glad to help you. It's radio1603@gmail.com. Now partner with us. We want to stay on the air. We want to keep influencing people's lives. We want to get people born again. We want to get people in the kingdom. Help them find that narrow way. Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Support this ministry. Send your tithe, your offering, your gift, whatever you can afford. We don't want you to be stretched out. But then again, if you don't tithe into God's kingdom, you can't reap from God's riches. Let me say that again. This is true. And look it up in Scripture. If you don't sow into that area, you can't reap from that area. Send your seed, send your support to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Again, partner with us. Send some financial support to partner with us and get your seed out to God to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. And again, email me, radio1603@gmail.com. I love you. This is Landon signing off for Lifeline Ministries.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is radio1603@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.